review. As usual at this time of transition from one year to the next, we will take a look at the 12 months that have already passed. In terms of international news, there is no doubt that the event that made the most headlines was the war in Ukraine, which began with the Russian invasion on February 24th, but had been brewing since before that date. It is important to point out that this conflict, in which the media mostly portrays Russia and its president Vladimir Putin as the villain of the story, if one analyzes the fact more rigorously, one will see that the West, and in particular the expansive policy of NATO, promoted in turn by the United States, also bears a great responsibility for the conflict. Russia has insisted on two demands that it considers key to its own security. First, that Ukraine should not join NATO as other states that were former allies of the former USSR, or even members of the latter, such as the Baltic republics, had done. Second, the eastern regions with a majority Russian-speaking population, Donetsk and Lugansk, grouping what is called the Donbass, should enjoy autonomy within Ukraine. Russia had already annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, also overwhelmingly ethnically Russian, a traditionally Russian territory that in Soviet times, then Premier Nikita Khrushchev has transferred to Ukraine in 1954. The war has been going on for more than 12 months, largely due to the military support of Western countries to Ukraine, although the Russians have not had it easy either and have somehow shown shortcomings both in their military forces and in military technology. At the end of the year, there is little prospect of a solution to the conflict, although from time to time it is mentioned that negotiations are underway. As a final point on this issue, this is a conflict that only favors the powerful military-industrial complex. On the political level, on the other hand, it is worrying to see how, especially in the West, a Cold War atmosphere is being recreated. We see this only with regard to Russia, but also not only with regard to Russia, but in relation to China too. On the other hand, as a consequence of the conflict in Ukraine, we have seen the worst inflationary crisis in recent times, aggravated by climate change conditions that have caused droughts and problems in the supply of food and other raw materials in many parts of the world. Turning to Latin America now, the year had ended with a dramatic situation in Peru, where the right wing finally achieved its goal of destabilizing the democratically elected government of Pedro Castillo. Beset by a new parliamentary coup attempt on Wednesday, December 7th, Castillo made a last and risky move, perhaps already a desperate move, but with no backing either from the mass of the people or the armed forces. His attempt to shut down the Congress only resulted in his own overthrow and arrest. Peru will face a conflict situation this coming year. Dina Boluarte, who was the vice president elected in the same formula with Castillo, assumed the presidency, but although she has called for reconciliation and has expressed her intention to make a government of national unity, there is no guarantee that the right wing will take that path. In Argentina, as we're approaching the end of the year, we saw once again the right wing strategy at the continental level, as it did before with Lula in Brazil and Lugo in Paraguay, of using a cunning way the judicial mechanisms to disqualify progressive leaders. In this case, the target has been the current Vice President Cristina Fernandez, sentenced to 6 years in prison and disqualified from holding public office for life. The conviction has a strictly political feature, since, in practice, there was no real evidence for her conviction. There was a conjugation of judges clearly aligned with the right wing who thought to apply a harsh sanction to a leader who could have been the candidate next year. The right wing strategy is clear. They take advantage of the control they have over a large part of the judicial power in Argentina. In Chile, there was hope with the beginning of the government of leftist Gabriel Boric, who took office in March. On the other hand, the Constitutional Convention concluded its work in July, drafting what will be the new constitution for the country. Unfortunately, in the September plebiscite, a large majority rejected the project, plunging the country into institutional uncertainty. On the one hand, there is clear will to change the current constitution dictated by Pinochet. But on the other hand, the institutional mechanism to do that are controlled by the right wing, and the latter shows no interest in advancing an agreement for a mechanism to draft a new constitution. In Bolivia, meanwhile, destabilizing attempts have come especially from the extreme right wing concentrated in the issue of the census set for 2024 was a trigger for a strike in that region of the country, but the government of Luis Arce has managed the situation successfully so far. On the positive side, two important electoral triumphs took place here. In Colombia, Gustavo Petro was elected president with broad support, and his coalition also managed to control the Congress. In Brazil, Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva's triumph was very significant due to the evident weight of that country in the continental context, although Lula will not have a majority either in the Congress or in the state governments. In Canada, this year began with a crisis caused by the mobilization of truck drivers and other groups, mainly from the extreme right, against the measures aimed at controlling the spread of COVID. In February, Justin Trudeau's government invoked the Emergency Act to clear blocked bridges and roads and remove the trucks blocking the main arteries of the capital. It is expected that in February of the new year, the Commission of Inquiry, which the law itself provides for, will give its finding on whether or not the use of the law was justified. On another level, the discovery of unmarked graves in what were once residential schools for indigenous children put the issue of discrimination suffered by Canada's native people on the country's agenda. At the provincial level, we have seen with alarm how the CAQ government has developed legal initiatives such as Bill 21, especially Bill 96, that place serious limitations on freedoms, especially for immigrant and ethnic communities. The government of François Legault, through senior officials, has made statements against immigrants, which, moreover, have been rewarded, so to speak, with their re-election in October of this year, where they obtained a large majority of deputies in the Quebec National Assembly. I wish a happy new year to all our listeners. Un feliz año nuevo a todos nuestros oyentes.
es muy probable que tú también hayas hecho diferentes tipos de promesas de Año Nuevo. Algunas personas solo piensan y otras están escribiendo todas estas promesas en sus diarios, sus calendarios, cuáles son las promesas, es decir, todos los cambios que quieren implementar en el año que está aquí. La realidad es que tu promesa de Año Nuevo probablemente falle. Voy a empezar nuestra conversación disculpándome contigo. Es que no tengo aquí intenciones de desearte mala suerte, nada así en tus planes para el Año Nuevo. Al contrario, estoy aquí te invitando a enfrentar la verdad. Y la mayoría de las personas fallará en las promesas de Año Nuevo. Así es que es importante que aprendas a hacer las cosas de una manera distinta, diferente de lo que hace la mayoría de la gente. Yo no te conozco personalmente, creo, pero esta es la dura verdad de lo que ocurre con la mayoría de las personas. Ellos dicen muchas cosas, deciden implementar muchos cambios para mejorar las vidas, pero eso dura un corto periodo de tiempo. Entonces, ¿qué puedes hacer de diferente? Haz preguntas en vez de hacer promesas. A través de un estudio reciente, un equipo de investigadores examinó una gran cantidad de datos científicos relacionados con el comportamiento humano. Ellos desarrollaron una meta-análisis de múltiples estudios, cubriendo más de 40 años de investigación conductual, y lo que descubrieron es muy valioso, por eso que estoy aquí compartiendo este consejo práctico ahora. Si quieres incrementar las posibilidades de alcanzar tus objetivos de este año y cambiar verdaderamente tu comportamiento, hazte a ti mismo más preguntas. Entonces, en vez de prometerte, este año me ejercitaré más, no. Ponga esta promesa de lado y pregúntate, ¿me ejercitaré más este año? Eso parece muy pequeño, ¿no? Pero eso funciona. Vas a reemplazar las promesas vacías con preguntas. Preguntas que te hagan pensar. Esto cambiará la calidad de tus elecciones. Eso cambiará la forma en la que trabaja tu cerebro, en las futuras tomas de decisiones. Para aquellos que gustan saber todas las referencias científicas, esto está conectado con el efecto pregunta-conducta. Esto ha sido demostrado ya por Steven Sharman en 1980. Básicamente, cuando le preguntas a alguien algo que está relacionado a su futuro comportamiento, es muy probable que después de esta pregunta el comportamiento cambie. Este efecto es incluso más poderoso cuando la pregunta es presentada a través de una pantalla de computadora o entonces en papel, de forma escrita, con bolígrafo o papel, pues que así podemos leer. Y cuando los científicos examinaron diferentes grupos de personas y le preguntaron cosas como, por ejemplo, ¿y usted, vas a reciclar la basura? Esta clase de preguntas hicieron que los participantes de la investigación reflexionaran acerca de su propio comportamiento y el impacto en el ambiente. Ellos pensaron en el problema causado por no reciclar. De esta forma, había entonces una mayor motivación en ellos para lidiar con el sentimiento negativo de no reciclar. Y debido a esto, hoy vamos a hacer algo diferente. Vamos a dejar de escribir en nuestro cuaderno, voy a bajar de peso. No. Podemos preguntarnos, ¿seré más saludable este año? ¿Sí o no? Y luego vamos a tomar algunos minutos para reflexionar. Y después de pensar, es que vamos a responder la pregunta. Enfócate en lo positivo. El líder del grupo de investigadores nos informa en el reporte que este tipo de efecto es más poderoso y es más productivo cuando dirigimos nosotros, nuestros pensamientos, a comportamientos que son socialmente aceptables, comportamientos positivos. Por ejemplo, comer más saludable, estudiar más, hacer voluntariado. Hay que tener un cuidado especial cuando estamos lidiando con comportamientos destructivos. En algunos casos, personas con problemas crónicos como problemas con el alcohol, narcóticos, no tuvieron resultados buenos, digamos así. Es mejor que vamos a establecer nuestro enfoque en las promesas de Año Nuevo en el positivo. Entonces, en vez de no fumar, es mucho mejor la promesa de, por ejemplo, hacer deporte todas las mañanas o cualquier otra resolución que vas a poner tu tiempo en actividades positivas, actividades que desees realizar. Ayuda a las personas a reflexionar. Mira, Si tú tienes hijos, es muy probable que ya entiendes que no funciona dar consejos como, hijo, estás saliendo, está de coche, entonces mira, no puedes conducir después de beber. ¿Sí? El hijo va a decir, sí, sí, seguro, papá. Venga, hasta luego, chao. ¿Por qué? Porque aquí él no está prestando atención, no está siendo forzado a pensar en las consecuencias. Es decir, está haciendo una promesa vacía. Eso es muy similar a la promesa de Año Nuevo que nosotros estamos haciendo, que no funciona. Pues que no hay un compromiso real. Sería mucho más eficiente hacerle una pregunta que haga pensar. Puede decir, hey, ¿estás saliendo ahora, hijo? Sí, sí. ¿Y vas a conducir luego con tus amigos esta noche? Sí, voy a conducir, estoy con el coche. Sí, muy bien. ¿Y vas a conducir después de beber? Este es un pequeño detalle que va a hacer una gran diferencia. Al preguntar, ¿vas a conducir después de beber? Estás aquí estimulando el cerebro de la otra persona que reflexione y va a pensar para proveer una respuesta. Esta pequeña acción trae un cambio positivo en el comportamiento. Recuerda, acorde a las estadísticas, es muy probable que no seas consistente cuando se trata de las promesas de Año Nuevo. Eso, por los números, por las estadísticas, sabemos que es muy bajo. Debido a esto, haz uso en este momento, en donde que ahora estás emocionado, estás informado. Justo ahora puedes entender la importancia y el valor de promover cambios positivos durante ese año. Y en vez de usar promesas vacías, vamos a utilizar más preguntas. Utiliza, por favor, papel y bolígrafo para hacer tus preguntas y tus reflexiones.
Mi familia quedó con duelo, yo gozando a mi morena. Mi familia quedó con duelo, yo gozando a mi morena. Me vengo a felicitar con el cuerpo y con el alma. Me vengo a felicitar con el cuerpo y con el alma. Año nuevo lo quiero pasar contigo allá en la sabana. Año nuevo lo quiero pasar contigo allá en la sabana. ¡Dale! Primera noche de enero, yo me felicité bien. Ella dijo, vámonos ligero, yo te quiero complacer. Ella dijo, vámonos ligero, yo te quiero complacer. ¡Huépale! Cuando esté la noche lluviosa, negrita, no me esperes. Cuando esté la luna iluminada, seguro que me tenés. Cuando esté la luna iluminada, seguro que me tenés.
Solo al final del camino. ahora vamos al fichero latino de hoy, el 1 de enero, primer día del 2023. Entre los anuncios de interés público tenemos dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19. Están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunarse con la tercera vacuna de refuerzo o quinta dosis para aquellos adultos mayores de 18 años. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Clic Santé, en francés o en inglés.
Publicaciones, las ediciones en francés e inglés del libro Presencia chilena en la Belle Provence, Presence chilienne en la Belle Provence, Chilean Presence en la Belle Provence, se hallan a la venta en la librería de la Université de Montréal en el 3200 Jean Briand, en la librería de Bertrand en el 430 Saint-Jean, Viejo Montreal, y en el internet en la cadena Renaud Bré, en librería Argos en el 1841A Saint-Catherine Oeste y en la librería Paragraph, 2220 McGill College Avenue. El precio es $10 más impuesto.
Y el tiempo para hoy, según la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, es lluvioso, con una temperatura máxima de 3 grados. Para esta noche, periodo de nubosidad con una mínima de menos 2 grados.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tiene alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquese con nosotros a Latin Time, a nuestra dirección electrónica, laplaza.info@gmail.com, o también puede enviarnos un mensaje por Facebook. ¿A dónde es eso?
Sí, para eso hay que ir a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso nos dan un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
A Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Feliz Año Nuevo para todos nuestros oyentes.
En la puerta del sol, como el año que fue, otra vez el champán y las uvas y el alquitrán. De alfombra están los petardos que borran sonidos de ayer y acaloran el ánimo para aceptar que ya pasó.
Que ya no están, echaremos de menos. Ya nos espabilamos los que estamos vivos. Y en el año que viene nos reímos.
esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is Christian Breton of Quebec City, Quebec. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, January the 1st, 2023. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill, and we thank you for joining us for 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio for the new year, January the 1st. And if you'd like to reach us, you can do so by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca here in Montreal. Our Facebook page, we had a bit of a spike in members this week. We welcome Nick, Peter, Omni, Ovidio, Lothar, Neok, and Mary all joining us this week on the International Radio Report Facebook group. You can join as well by checking that out. And for you who like to listen to the show at a convenient time for you, the best way to do that is through our YouTube channel. Look for International Radio Report or go directly to youtube.com/@IRR. And we have 758 subscribers, and you can become a subscriber there as well. So those are all the different ways to listen to us and reach us. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. So we hope you had a very good holiday season. We've got through to the end of 2022, and we kick off 2023 with a bunch of stories, some from the local radio scene here in Montreal, some things for you for New Year's Day and this evening for you to listen to on the radio, and a couple other stories from around the radio world. We start off in Ganawagi, the Mohawk Native Reserve just outside of Montreal. They do have a community radio station that has been running for many, many years. It's called CKRK, K103.7 FM in Ganawagi. And we received word this week from a member of our Radio in Montreal IO group, Ian Illigan, about a change at the radio station. Ian reported that word is that last month or this month, community radio station CKRK, K103.7, has dropped its adult contemporary format after 9 years in favor of classic hits and dropped all content after 2016. CKRK-FM has been hot AC until 2013, but shifted to adult contemporary in August of 2013 upon CKBE, or the Beat 92.5, flipping to hot AC programming. I contacted Hio Kirby, who recently took over the morning show host position at the radio station, and he confirmed that the change has taken place. He says that they're calling it now 80s and More is the slogan for the station. He says it's basically big tracks from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and some from the 2000s. I asked if the format would include more rock music than pop music. He replied, it's more certainly a mix of everything, also including some R&B and soul music from the late 80s and early 90s. They will be continuing with their country music on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So that is a change at the station. It's maybe not noticeable to some people. The differences between those formats are not great, but it seems that the time frame has been switched a little bit. There won't be a lot of like really new music if they're not doing anything after 2016. So that's one of the major changes, I guess. I want to plug, though, two other unique shows that they have on the radio station. If you like to listen to music that you don't often hear on the radio anymore, there are two shows, both hosted by the same gentleman, Mike Skye. The one is called On Friday Evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Local Montreal time. It's called The Skye Lounge, and that show's been around since 2008 on the station. And he also has a show, a little bit longer show, on Sundays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. called The Open Files. And he chose that name because he has all his different songs and different genres of music in different files on the computer. And on Sunday, he just opens the files and starts playing randomly. So you can, I mean, hear anything from Frank Sinatra to the latest hits and everything in between, and you name it. You hear some really interesting stuff on these shows. And he does take a lot of requests as well. So you can hear the station on 103.7 if you're in the Montreal region. If not, you can find them online. It's k1037.com, where they have live streaming.
It's sad that a station that is in a native community does not focus more on its community.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little more, you know, native music, for example. There's so many Aboriginal artists and whatever. You know, if a community station in a native reserve isn't playing a lot of that music, you know that commercial stations aren't.
Nope.
So, you know, I'm sure those artists would like to have more of their music being played on stations like
Definitely.
This. But anyways, you know, it's commercial radio. They do have advertisers. They do serve the community. They do have some programming directly aimed at the community, including one show in the native language as well. It does sound at times much like a regular commercial radio station.
So we got some New Year's programming for you guys to listen to. New Year's Day listening tip from Pop Shop Radio. This is via Tony Pavic of In Hope, British Columbia. If you're looking to start out 2023 on the right foot, on the good foot, dance right in with Pop Shop Radio this weekend. Our New Year's disco special, and it will be on WRMI, Radio Miami, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. That's 02 UTC Monday. 5950 kilohertz covering the Americas, plus channel 292 via the Austria transmitter site, ORS Austria, on 9550 kilohertz, 100 kilowatts Sunday at 2200 hours UTC, which, based on our past performance, gets heard just about everywhere, but is beamed to the USA. There's also a few other New Year's program for your enjoyment. This is via Alan Rose Holiday Programming Guide from 20 to 2100 hours UTC on WRMI. Bill Webb's Memphis Weirdos Holiday Music 15770 kHz. The program will include Christmas music from Memphis. 21 to 22 UTC Texas Radio Shortwave, the 2023 Texas New Year on 15770 kHz via WRMI. This is a repeat airing of the second hour of the Texas New Year's program from Texas Radio Shortwave. And from 22 to 23 hours UTC, WBCQ, Marion's Attic Rings in 2023 on 7490 kHz, Marion's New Year's show. This is show number 897. So lots of interesting little things left to listen to on today, basically. You'll have some New Year stuff to listen to on shortwave.
We've talked before about medium wave DXing, checking for, you know, interesting stations on the AM broadcast band. Our friend here in Montreal, Gilles Michaud, has been doing a lot of that recently, using an SDR that's located just a little north of his location in Montreal. He's in a very noisy area, and it's really hard to do any DXing at his home location. So he has access to an SDR that's just a little bit outside of the city, And it really shows the difference of what you can do when you get away from the local interference. He came across an interesting one. For people who like to look for special tests of AM stations, we always tell you about these when they're going to be happening. This was one that seems to have been unpublished anywhere. It's a radio station, WNJC. It's located in Washington Township, New Jersey. Now, the interesting thing about this test is that the station is actually going to be going off the air permanently sometime in January. Now, it could be January 1st. It could be now. Maybe they're gone already. We don't really know yet. Or it could be sometime during the month of January. But the station engineer happens to be an amateur radio operator and maybe a DXer as well, I'm thinking, because what he's doing is every single evening, at least for the last week or so, from midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern time, he's been running basically a DX test. There's Morse code station identifications, there's sweep tones, there's all kinds of, you know, strange sounds, telephone off the hook, you know, that beep, 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 beep sound, things that will come through the jumble of the noise on a frequency. So if they're still on the air, you may want to check this one out. I heard it a couple nights ago. Finally, after trying to pull it out of the noise, it's on 1360 kilohertz, 1360 kilohertz. Again, WNJC, Washington Township, New Jersey. Start checking it around midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern time. There is a station from Hartford, Connecticut, WDRC, on that frequency, and that's the station that's been causing a lot of difficulty in trying to hear this test underneath it. Listen for those special sounds, the tones and the Morse code IDs and that sort of thing, and sirens and all sorts of things that will hopefully come through the jumble of stations. I know Jill has picked up a couple other stations on 1360 as well.
So what is happening with our sun? Well, our sun is extremely active this week. Lots of solar flares, and actually right now we have solar flares that are Earth-directed. The sunspot that is creating this is 3176. It's really, really facing us right now, and it's crackling with M flares, and there's even possibility of an X flare, which is some of the strongest solar flares that the sun can do. If conditions are up and down and changing, this is the main reason right now that's happening. So there are, of course, radio blackouts when on shortwave, particularly when that happens. There could be some medium wave fade outs when geomagnetic conditions tend to change. There's a lot of sunspots, a lot of sunspot groups on the sun this week. Sunspot number 121, solar flux as we're recording 162, which is pretty good. There is also a coronal hole that might actually send us a little more solar wind, once again creating unsettled conditions. So I would guess we could probably see a up and down week in propagation, both on shortwave, on medium wave, and long wave. The only way that you can really see what's happening and notice the changes is to turn on a radio and listen.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
That's interesting, all that activity going on. And you had some people inquiring, you know, is there something wrong with my radio? You know, why am I not picking up what I normally hear? Strong stations that aren't strong right now, those sorts of things. It's all impacted by what you talk about each week with the solar conditions.
So there's so much changing propagation. There's unusual effects when that happens. One of the things about what I got as a message is, well, I'm not hearing the local stations, the big gun local AM stations at night that I'm hearing usually. I'm wondering if my radio's broken or something's wrong. And I checked the space weather, and we were in a minor geomagnetic storm. So I said, you know, that is probably the effect of that storm. Usually when we get into geomagnetic storms, there's a lot of fade out. There's stations that locally, you know, like here in Montreal, we'll hear WCBS 880 really easily at night. Well, you can turn on the radio and it's not there that night because of that geomagnetic storm that attenuates and makes a lot of absorption. another effect of that is that sometimes other stations are actually getting there or getting stronger. And often stations to the south, stations that we rarely hear, sometimes hidden behind those big gun signals, actually come in, and we get some unusual stations we never hear. So even when propagation seems to be down because you don't hear the local stations, doesn't mean that you shouldn't tune around. Actually, you might be surprised at what you actually hear on the bands.
Yeah, sometimes, like on medium wave, for example, I know Gilles had been mentioning some of the southern stations that he was picking up and stations out in the Midwest. Sometimes the propagation will go east-west as well. I know he had a couple openings to stations in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta, which we don't often hear in Montreal. Like you always say, you know, you've got to turn on the radio, tune around, listen to what's there, listen to what's not there,
yeah,
and see what might be coming in the background underneath some of those other stations, sometimes even coming in over top of them. And maybe not just North Americans either. People have been picking up Cubans, Mexicans, yeah, even some South Americans. One of our CIDX members who lives downriver past Quebec City picked up a station from Ecuador on medium wave this past week. Now, he has some pretty fancy antennas and stuff, but, you know, it shows you that it's possible. And especially now, this time of the year, where we've got short periods of daylight, we're starting to hear border stations at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon sometimes. So lots of things happening out there, and it all ties into all these propagation solar condition numbers that we keep talking about every week. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about year-end lists that come out all the time. We always hear, you know, the top albums of the year, the top songs of the year, all the different awards that are given out. A couple of them have come out already, and this is talking about songs on the radio and artists that are being played on the radio. It's the Odyssey release of the most played artists and songs of 2022. This comes from Matthew Keys in Radio Inc. Odyssey has compiled its list of the most played artists and songs aired on its music stations across the country in 2022. Now, both Jill and I are going to show our age here and our musical tastes, because we both looked down this list, and I'd say about probably 80% of the people and the songs on this list, we have no idea what they are and who they are. But, you know, that's who we are. Not the stuff that we're necessarily listening to, but maybe some of you are. So the article goes on to say that Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, and Doja Cat were the top three most played artists on Odyssey music stations across the U.S., according to the list released on Monday. Bieber had two tracks on Odyssey's top song list, while Glass Animals, which is a band, I guess, Heat Waves, the song, had a 59-week climb to the top spot, according to the company. So here are the top 10 artists for 2022. Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, The Weeknd, Harry Styles, Lil Nas X, The Kid LAROI, I guess it's pronounced, Post Malone, and Imagine Dragons. And the top overall songs played on Odyssey radio stations in 2022, number one, Heat Waves by Glass Animals, Stay by The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber, Big Energy by Latto, As It Was by Harry Styles, That's What I Want by Lil Nas X, About Damn Time by Lizzo, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, Ghost by Justin Bieber, Enemy by Imagine Dragons and J.I.D., and Shivers by Ed Sheeran. I can honestly say that I have not heard one of those top 10 songs, but I just don't listen to that kind of music or those kind of radio stations, so I guess that's understandable. The artists, yeah, well, I think we were comparing notes before the show. We have heard of a few of these people.
Oh, yeah, so definitely.
you know, but anyways, these are, I think Odyssey stations tend to be more sort of pop music, rap music oriented stations, dance music sort of thing. So I think that's where some of these artists come into play. And there's a lot of stuff on there I don't recognize, but then there are some others that I do. Yeah. So they're out there for you to check out.
We might be a little more comfortable on a list that has more like rock music.
Yeah, I think so.
So we have Nielsen ratings that are indicating that podcast listenership is down from last year. This is Matthew Keys. After several years of accelerating use, the amount of time spent listening to podcasts is starting to wane, according to new data released by Nielsen on Monday. The data showed around 41% of podcast listeners were considered light users, defined as people who listen to shows once to three times a month, a drop from about 37% recorded last year. There was a smaller drop among those who are considered medium podcast users, 4 to 10 times a month, with about the same number of people reporting medium podcast use in 2022 compared to last year. The amount of users reporting heavy podcast use, more than 10 times a month, dropped from 40% last year to just under 36% this year. Nielsen said women were more likely to be medium and heavy users of podcasts as they represent a growing segment of that part of the audience and thus are more likely to react favorably to podcast advertisements. So it's interesting. I mean, definitely podcasts are something that are probably catering to a specific audience, usually, and they're more specialized than general radio. The moves are not necessarily that big, but maybe it represents a stagnation. Maybe we're just seeing that kind of reached a peak right now that it's difficult to go more than that. Streams, podcasts. I mean, I do listen to podcasts. I'm in the heavy category. Very specific things, technical things. But apart from that, I don't see much people, you know, going to listen to, say, their favorite station on the internet rather than listening to it on the radio. Or it's kind of something that's, I don't know, not this, the smart speakers might help out here, definitely, because they're designed for that.
I know some people who download podcasts and yep. They listen to them while they're doing other things. The guy who does our podcast column in our CIDX Messenger, he does it while he's out exercising and jogging and running and what have you. People going to work, if they're on the train, on the bus, whatever, they've got the ear pods in and they're listening to something maybe that they've recorded. I'm definitely in the super light category. I don't really listen to things like that whatsoever. I mean, technically speaking, our own show, if people go and listen to it on the YouTube channel, is basically a podcast.
Yeah, you can download it also from the CKUT as an MP3 file to listen to while you're jogging or whatever.
Yeah. I think there's probably an overabundance, though, of podcasts. Like you hear everybody mentions about, you know, we have a podcast. We, you know, there's a new podcast today. There's whatever, celebrities doing podcasts, you know, all kinds of people. Maybe it's just too many of them out there and people just don't know what to listen to anymore. So, you know, they're just not listening at all. I don't know. It's hard to say. A lot of people have not been able to monetize podcasts either.
It's difficult.
And that's maybe, you know, some people who were doing them are maybe not doing them anymore because it's very time consuming to put them together. So I guess all of that's got to factor into it. But I know for myself, it's just not something I've found myself getting into very much of.
There's too many out there, definitely, because now anybody with their computers and very simple equipment can create content, which was not something that you could do easily 20 years ago.
And yeah, you've got to sift through it too. And you know, there's probably a lot of really good stuff out there, but there's probably a lot of stuff that really isn't that good, you know, because of how easy it is to do, that maybe the quality is going down a little bit in some cases, yes. Maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, interesting to see that they keep monitoring this and seeing where the numbers are going. We have one other listening tip for you on shortwave. If you're a fan of the station out of Europe called the Mighty KBC, that was broadcasting out of out of Germany.
Germany.
Produced, I think, in the Netherlands, yeah. And broadcast out of Germany.
Yep.
Well, they have ended that that agreement in Europe, and they're beginning today. They are moving the Mighty KBC programming to WRMI, Radio Miami International, on 5950. But they're changing the time. It's going to be from 2200 to 2400 hours UTC starting today. And that comes to us from Ralph Bender in Germany. So you're saying there are probably a lot of people not happy with that new time.
Yeah, I did see a few comments of people saying, oh, I'm not happy with the new time and also the date change because they're on Sunday. They were on Saturday evening before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and 22 to 24 is a little early for, especially for the West Coast of North America.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you like music on shortwave, that's a station definitely to go listen to.
Yep.
Probably hear a lot of those artists that we mentioned before that might be being played on the Mighty KBC.
Yeah, and a little tip, an extra tip, turn on your little decoding software on their PC because while they do the show, that two-hour show, you have a couple of images that they actually send in digital form.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So you can play around with that as well. All right. Well, we have a lot of ham contests coming up this week. I guess the holiday break has ended and everybody's getting back on track again. So we'll run quickly through what's coming up next weekend as far as ham radio contests. An interesting one organized by the Slovenian Radio Club. The Worldwide PMC, which stands for Peace Messenger City Contest, 1200 Zulu January 7th to 1200 Zulu January the 8th. There are 119 designated Peace Messenger cities in the world. The idea of the contest is to promote contacts between these stations and their operators, who are residents of the town or suburb of the Peace Messenger cities, or members of radio clubs or contest clubs or DX associations, which are located in Peace Messenger cities and the rest of the world. So this runs on 160 through 10 meters. It's both CW and SSB. And I checked, and our city, Montreal, is not one of the Peace Messenger cities. In fact, the only one in Canada is Toronto.
There is the ARRL-RTTY Roundup. 1800 Zulu, January 7th to 2359 Zulu, January 8th, organized by the American Radio Relay League, and it's 80 through 10 meters, and it's RTTY, and I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of RTTY on that contest.
ARRL is also organizing the Kids Day, 1800 to 2359 Zulu, January 7th. Twice a year, ARRL offers an event designed to promote amateur radio to our youth. Share the excitement with your kids or grandkids, a scout troop, a church, or the general public. The bands are 80 through 10 meters, including the work bands. Most events don't include the work bands, and it's all mode as well.
There's the EUCW 160 meter contest, 2000 hours Zulu, January 7th. To 07 hours Zulu, January 8th, organized by the European CW Association, 160-meter band and CW only.
The Nordic Radio Amateur Union is organizing the Baltic Contest, SSB, 6:30 to 8:30 Zulu, January the 8th. The objective is to have a competition between Nordic and Baltic countries. The bands are 80 and 40 meters, and the mode is single sideband.
So the same group, the NRAU Baltic Contest, CW portion, 0900 Zulu to 1100 Zulu, January 8th, organized by the Nordic Radio Amateur Union. Objective of the contest is to have a competition between Nordic and Baltic countries. Bands are 80 and 40 meters, CW only this time.
The Deutsche Amateur Radio Club has their 10-meter contest, 0900 to 1059 Zulu, January the 8th. 10 meters only, and it is both CW and phone.
There's the Midwinter Contest, 1,000 hours Zulu to 1,400 hours Zulu, January 8th, organized by the Dutch YL Committee. Bands 80 through 10 meters, and the mount is SSB.
Yeah, the YL for ladies, so that will be lady amateur operators, which always attract a lot of attention on the bands, so that should be pretty active. And finally, the Four States QRP Group, Second Sunday Sprint, 01 to 0300 January the 9th, organized by the Four States QRP Group, which is Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. CW and SSB are the modes, and it runs 160 through 10 meters.
Who said there's nothing on the bands with all that we talked about today? Come on, there's tons of things, so turn on your radio, guys.
Exactly. Lots of stuff out there to check out, and check it out anytime. You know, like we were saying, sometimes a band that you think is closed during the evening hours, tune to it, and start calling if you're a ham. You never know who might answer you.
Definitely.
And tune around and see what you can find on the bands. Anyways, so that kicks off 2023. We'll be with you every week throughout the year. We hope you will join us Sunday mornings at 10:30, 15:30 UTC here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal for the International Radio Report. Have a great week, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you.